little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're
ready. Let's do it, man.
Hi, I'm Anna Kelvey, and this is As a Man.
Anna Kelvey's third album, Hunter, is a leap of faith and a leap forward. It's not merely the most declarative and unabashed album Kelvey has made, it's one of the most direct and daring anyone is likely to make this, or indeed any year. It's an album on which Anna Kelvey has decided to let herself be Anna Kelvey, a step both bold and emboldening. She came to Midori House to play three tracks from it.
If I was a man, open my body. Oh, would I now understand you completely? If I was a man and opened my body, if I was walking and talking as a man. As a man.
Hunter, your new album struck me, at least, lyrically and musically, much more direct than its predecessors. Was that one of those things that you decided you were going to do, or was this one of those records that kind of snuck up on you?
No, I definitely wanted it to be more direct. I wanted the lyrics to be more direct, and I wanted to make sure that even if you weren't listening to the lyrics, that the music told the same story as the lyrics. And fundamentally, that's basically about freedom, the idea of breaking free of any kind of restraint. I really wanted that to be present in the music as well as the lyrics.
Where did that, because it's a difficult thing to do, I think. It's a real leap of faith, or the equivalent phrase for a leap of confidence. It does require a certain amount of boldness to actually say what you actually think. Where did that come from?
I guess for me, the subject matter of the record was so, I felt so passionately about it that I really wanted to be really brave about it and give everything. I mean, for me, because the record is called Hunter, it was about how I feel frustrated about the way we always see women being depicted as being hunted in the media and in our culture and films. And I really wanted to tell the story of a woman who's a hunter, who goes into the world and sees it as hers, who's the protagonist of her own story and is searching for any kind of pleasure without any sense of shame. So that idea, the idea of, you know, gender being a spectrum, about being free to be whatever you want, not being restricted by any pressure that society puts on you, is an idea that feels it's so important to me that I just wanted to be really free in expressing it.
That character you describe is, of course, a character that people have been imputing to men and that men have been writing about themselves as for time immemorial. Were there points at putting this record together where it really did strike you how very strange it seems that at this quite advanced point in the human experiment, it's genuinely unusual to write about women like that or think about women like that?
Yeah, and I think the thing is, the more you see it in society or culture, the holes where, you know, women are being treated differently or being perceived as being different, the more you see it, the more you see it, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. I mean, was that a thing that once you started getting into the groove of writing and recording this record and starting to look at the rest of the world that way, you did start to see it more and more?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, for sure. And I guess also because this record is exploring my own masculinity and what that means. And I'm just interested in gender as a performance and how much of us are, you know, that we're performing the act of being the person that we are. And if you were to strip away all those layers, what's left? What's the beating heart of a human being when they don't have to do any kind of performance? And that was something that really interested me to try and find in myself and to try and capture that on the record. And this is Away.
There is no shadow of mine. There is a rage in the sky. Is this the moment sublime? You know I ask no more of it all. I ask no more.
Did you end up, at having come out the other end of writing and recording this record, thinking about any of this stuff differently to the way you thought about it going in? Is it one of those things that was much an effort to explain something to yourself as explain it or communicate it to other people?
I think it's something that I have been thinking about a long time, and it was just surprising to me that maybe I hadn't been more vocal about it in my music before, although there's always been an element of that in my music. And I think I've always used my music as a way of escaping being gendered, because I think my music is always been very between gendered. It's not particularly feminine. It has a masculine edge to it. And I think what I liked about making this record is just feeling strong in being able to explore it and talk about it in a more passionate and obvious way than I have done before, and just to be more honest, that what I give out publicly is more similar now to what I give to in my, you know, privately with people I know. This is what I talk about and this is what I say. So it feels good to kind of express that more widely.
In terms of how the album sounds, did you have a particular, I'm trying to avoid using the phrase sonic mood board, but there it is, I've used it, in putting it together. It reminded me a lot in patches of some of Nick Cave's albums, and not just because it was produced by Nick Launay and Martin Casey played the bass. There's a lot of Scott Walker on it as well, I thought.
For me, the main thing about Scott Walker is the way that he always uses music to tell the story as much as the lyrics, and that's something I really am interested in doing. So I was interested in exploring how can I make music that sounds like the rush of excitement that you get from experiencing pleasure. It's a record of the body rather than a cerebral record. So I really wanted to express that feeling of pleasure in the music. And I was always looking for different ways to express that. And for the vocals and the guitar to really be these wild energies that just are being, you know, really primal and raw. And that's something that I was very certain on when I started recording it, that the voice and the guitar would have this kind of strong, powerful force. This is Don't Beat the Girl, Out of My Boy.
The girl out of my boy. Don't beat the girl out of my boy. Stare in the light, pale green eyes. Don't beat the girl out of my boy. You're so the girl out of my boy. Don't beat the girl out of my boy. Stare in the light, pale green eyes. Don't beat the girl out of my boy. You're so waves at night. So wild, there's no world, just you and I. So wild, like the darkest waves at night. A shout out, let us be. Yeah.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Anna Calvi. Her new album, Hunter, is out now on Domino Records. If you want to hear our review of the album, tune into this week's episode of the Monocle Culture Show, which is available now at monocle.com. This program was produced by Holly Fisher and recorded and mixed by Kieran Banerjee. Join us at the same time next week when we'll have music by Lila Foy. But for now, from me, Andrew Muller, thanks for listening.